Welcome back to the program. Donald Mann has been in corporate positions almost all of his life, since the age of two, I believe. And he joins us now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ron. How are you doing this morning?
Thank you for being with us.
Oh, well, thank you for inviting me.
A pleasure. We're talking about positive affirmations in many different aspects of life and what it does to us. What is the definition of a positive affirmation? What do those words mean?
Okay, what they mean for me is positive, of course, is something good, exciting, right, something in the right direction. And affirmation is, how I define it, is a self-statement about good things happening to you.
Okay. And how important is that to an individual, to their psyche, to their drive?
Oh, it's highly important. In order to understand this a little bit, you need to understand how the brain works. Scientists have now determined that we live 95% of our time out of our subconscious mind. It's the thing that really controls and directs most of what we do. Most people believe it's what you're aware of, what you're thinking about, how you're listening to me right now, is the prime driver. But what happens is your subconscious is continually feeding information to your conscious mind. And whatever happens to you in the particular events of life, your mind will present to you what you have put in your brain in the past for what you should do for that moment. It tailors, it adjusts, it perceives what's going on, and those statements come up, and they come up usually as an affirmation. A very simple one is, I like this, or I don't like this.
Right.
Those are the kinds of things that how the brain works. So in order, if you want to change your life, to improve your life, to get all that God has for you, then you have to fill your brain with positive affirmations that will lead you forward no matter what situations that occur in your life.
Okay. All right. So, see, my subconscious, I think, works in the sense of warnings as opposed to what it thinks it may like. It's what warnings occur as a result from learned experiences.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that happens for a little baby, for example, little children, little babies don't have fear. They don't have warnings.
Right.
They're afraid. They're not afraid of anything.
They have no experience.
Yes, fear is a learned experience. And fear is useful if you then follow it with steps that lead you forward to success. If you stay in fear over a situation, what happens is your mind begins to shut down.
Yeah.
Your subconscious takes control, and you come into the classic fight, flight, or freeze events. And when that happens, you can't think creatively anymore. All you want to do is a very narrow set of actions, and whatever is going on around you, you can't address it properly or easily. So one of the chief things that you want to be able to do is to train your subconscious mind. Yes, you want to recognize when a fear situation is there, but immediately have positive affirmations come flooding into your mind so that you know how to first get calm, get centered in the goodness of the Lord around your life, and number two, what to do next to make this situation better.
Okay. Now, you've made two references to religious affirmation. Is that the source of the affirmation drive?
I believe that's the way we're designed to be built. The chief issue is this. When you have a fear threat come to you in some way, do you want to be able to rest on a piece of paper or a rock?
A rock, I suppose.
Okay, well then, the greatest rock in the universe is the God who made the universe. So that we're designed to lean against that rock and get our strength from Him, and the positive affirmations are how we're designed to do that.
I see. Okay, so that's the source.
Right, and what happens is, depending on how well you've trained your subconscious mind in the past, your ability to rest in the Lord in that process will be controlled by that. In other words, if you haven't spent much time resting and learning how to trust the Lord in those areas, then when the threat comes, you may think about the Lord very casually, but it won't be of any strong substance. If you've done things like the positive affirmations we put in our book, Okay, God, Now What?, then you have built into your mind the resource and the attitudes that you can then handle those situations and come up with the most creative answers of all.
Okay. So what would you say to somebody that may not be that religious? Can that transpose in some regard, or is that foundation required?
It's not required, but it's got the most power.
I see.
So if you want to deal with the really good stuff, the big stuff, what I talk about playing in the major leagues, then you want to be talking about dealing with God.
I see. Okay. All right. Now, how can people get more information?
Okay, the way that people can get more information is twofold. Number one, I have a phone number, 1-800-903-6625. That's 1-800-903-6625. And if you call me at that number, I'll be glad to send you my list of top 10 affirmations to get you started. The process of training the subconscious mind is a lifelong process, but you can get going and make forward progress with baby steps.
All right. Excellent. Well, that's nice. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Any website involved?
The website that I have, the name of the book that I've written is called Okay, God, Now What?
Right.
It's written for two kinds of people. The first one is somebody who's got a problem right now. They're in trouble. They've got adversity in their life. They need help.
Yeah.
The second kind is someone who wants to make their life better, who doesn't want to leave anything on the table that God has set for them for their life. Quickest way to get to the book is to go to the website called OkayGodNowWhat.com. So it's okay, the two letters, GodNowWhat.com, and they can go there and get information on the book. It's available at all bookstores, at Amazon, Border, Barnes & Nobles, any place where fine books are sold.
Very good. Well, thank you, Don, for spending your time with us this morning.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed it. Have a wonderful day.
Excellent. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.